From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, the Times Union is reporting that New York State Police and the State Department of Environmental Conservation are searching for an injured hunter or hiker in Greene County. Authorities were actively engaged in the search on Monday, November the 27th, around the area of Lake Hathorn in the town of Greenville near the northern border of the county. Anyone who may know of a hunter or hiker that is missing is asked to contact the State Police in Middletown at 845-344-5300. Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media a proposed local law that would waive off-street parking requirements for Hudson landlords with living spaces in outbuildings and basements has been sent to the legal committee for further consideration after being rejected by the full council. Common Council President Claudia DiStefano sent the measure back for additional review by the committee based on feedback received during a public hearing on November the 13th. The proposed law would waive off-street parking requirements for studio apartments in basements and accessory buildings, a practice that is already being granted through a variance on a case-by-case basis by the Zoning Board of Appeals. Residents fear the measure would allow building owners to change accessory buildings into residential space without review by the Planning Board or the ZBA. The Legal Committee Chair, First Ward Alderman Michael O'Hara, said he is ready to move forward with the law as is, and I quote, "I don't think there is anything that needs to be changed that would be done in the Legal Committee," end quote. The Hudson Common Council Legal Committee meets at 6:15 p.m. today, Tuesday, November the 28th, at City Hall, 520 Warren Street. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Columbia Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Norrell announced on Monday, November the 27th, the county will unveil its new website on Friday, December the 1st. The updated ColumbiaNewYork.com will feature a, and I quote, "more comprehensive look," end quote, and provide information on government, county services, and the community at large. The site will include the Board of Supervisors' calendar of events, committee information, election results, employment opportunities, and more. Morrell said, and I quote, "While at this time not all county departments' websites feature the new design, this unified format will be introduced across the board over the coming months to provide the user with a completely seamless experience," end quote. You can read the full announcement at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The new East Durham location for Dollar General will hold a grand opening on Saturday, December the 2nd. The festivities Saturday will feature special gifts and promotions for customers. Dollar General spokeswoman Angela Petkovic said, and I quote, "The grand opening is when we welcome the community to help us officially celebrate, which is typically a few weeks after the soft opening," end quote. The East Durham store has been open for business since mid-November. Petkovic said the company generally serves customers within a 3 to 5 mile radius. Durham town officials believe the store will benefit the town because it brings job opportunities and provides a convenient shopping location for residents. The store is expected to eventually employ 6 to 10 people. Dollar General is exploring the possibility of new locations in Athens and Germantown. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union. Transparency groups in New York and nationwide are urging Governor Andrew Cuomo to sign legislation that would strengthen the ability of parties in freedom of information law cases to recover litigation costs associated with efforts to gain access to public records. The bill would require that attorneys' fees be covered when a person who requested those records, and I quote, "substantially prevails," end quote, and a court finds that there was no reasonable basis for an agency to deny or delay access to those records. Under current law, the awarding of litigation cost is at the discretion of the judge. The current version of the law is similar to a bill that passed the legislature in 2015, but was vetoed by the governor. The existing bill has not been sent to Cuomo yet. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 46 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 41. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 21. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Thursday night, showers are likely, mainly before 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 36. The sun rose this morning at 7:02 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:23 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, about 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 28th day of November 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.